Weekly Dose of Fat for Friday, July 11th, 2014, show number 12. Studio in the murder capital of Wisconsin. Please give a real Texas welcome to Sven and Gomez. Happy Friday, folks. This is Sven.
Yo, soy Tio Gomez. I stutter.
Joining us in the studio today is the one and only J.K. Levin.
And the Fatbike Radio Band, along with their maestro, Chris Daisy.
Who's on the show this week? Uncle Gomez?
Thanks for asking us, Chris. This week, we welcome David Gabriese from 45 North to the show. And then later, the man, Chris Zito, is supposed to drop in and talk about his all-Krampus team for the River West 24.
This week's show is sponsored by the Surly Krampus.
Chewy says he loves his Krampus.
Did you know the Surly Krampus employs an all-steel frame and fork?
Check out the full-time all-steel backbeat at surlybikes.com.
You can find the Weekly Dose, along with all other Fat Bike Radio programming, on iTunes.
And look for us on Facebook and Twitter.
If I remember correctly, this is the part of the show where we talk about and consume an alcoholic beverage produced by the sacrification of starch and fermentation of the resulting sugar. In other words,
beer! This week's beer is straight out of KC, with a shout out to Ted Carson and the 8 Lumen Syndicate down there in KC, y mi hermano de otras mamacitas, Ken Bo Minor. This week's beer is Boulevard Brewing's 80 Acre Ale. I don't know about you, but I'm going to open this with my bird.
Hey. I think you're going to have to open mine with your bird as well. Might as well. Everyone in the studio gets a beer, folks.
All right, 80 Acre. It's a hoppy wheat beer. Got a 94 rating at the big beer site, big beer forum site.
The MTBR beer forum sites?
Yeah, so fuck that. Let's just drink it. Yeah.
Well, that's very good.
It has hoppiness and weediness and beeriness.
All good things. With roots in two of today's most popular brewing styles. Are you reading the label?
Are you reading the label?
No, 80 Acres Hoppy Wheat Beer is the result of careful cultivation by our brewers and cellarmen.
Cellarmen.
Just like our missing friend, Colin Ford.
Cellar people.
Their efforts to craft a hybrid yielded a bumper crop of flavor, a delightfully distinctive ale with the aroma of an IPA and the refreshing taste of a wheat beer. That's pretty good, folks. I'd give it a go.
Boulevard Brewing. We're straight out of Kansas City, Missouri.
All right. Coming up next is David Gabriese from 45 North. After this, from RSD Bikes.
Up in the great white north, they make bikes for every trail and every season. RSD guarantees you'll have a smoking good time carving lines with their fatty mare. Next season, the big guy gets new builds with an optional Bluto fork up front, 1x11 setups, and new colors too. The most playful fatty on the market still clocks in under 30 pounds for less than 2 grand. Or talk to your RSD bike dealer about any of the trick new options. And always keep the rubber side down.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Please welcome to the show, David Gabriese from 45 North.
Yeehaw! There he comes now. Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Mr. David Gabriese, Supreme Commander of 45 North.
Buenos dias, David. Bienvenidos.
Buenos dias. How are you guys today?
Doing well.
Doing well, man.
Thanks for caring.
So how's life treating you, man? It looks like you've been getting a lot of writing in. I've been seeing you on the Facebook all over the place.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, some buddies and I went up to Copper Harbor, did some riding up there for a few days. Loved the trails up there, riding mountain bike, and cruised over to Marquette after that and hit their stunning trails as well. It's been a really fun summer. In between the work trips, I've been starting to run a little bit too. So yeah, I've been getting out and about quite a bit. It's been a fun summer.
Cool. So last month, 45 North and Whiskey Parts,
both QBP companies,
announced the 45 North Van Helga tubeless fat tire and the Whiskey Carbon tubeless ready rim. And their ad campaign used the frame, "Tubeless Fat is Here."
And that ruffled some feathers in the tubeless pioneer camp. So we invited David here to talk about what makes official tubeless different from unofficial tubeless.
Yeah, so it's no secret to anybody that, you know, fat bike tires are quite a lot different than standard mountain bike tires. They have a taller bead to crown, which means that they sit a little bit taller off of the rim. They also have more surface area on the ground as well. So what that results in is more torsional force wanting to unseal beads from a fat bike rim. Fat bike systems don't have this issue because there's a tube constantly giving pressure against the bead from the inside. Now, with this tubeless setup, this tube pressing against the bead is taken out of the equation, and that puts all the responsibility of a secure bead fit on the bead itself. So when you talk about a secure seal, what we've done with the Van Helga tire is make the bead entirely smooth on the bottom edge and on the outside edge that goes into the bead hook of the rim. There's no room for air to leak out. With non-tubeless tires, there's those little knurls, we'll call them, the lines that go vertical on the bead. Those little spaces let air leak out. So with our bead profile in particular, it's wide and flat on the bottom and provides more surface area to form that airtight seal. And then the bead seat diameter, the actual diameter of the bead on the tire, is set to mate up with the diameter of the rim shelf on that whiskey rim to create the defined pop sound when it's sealed.
I love that sound.
So what this gets you is a tire and rim combination designed in the system to provide a very dependable and secure fit. So we can stand behind it and call it tubeless and assure, you know, our users that the tire is not going to want to roll off the rim at super low pressures, which is another nuance of a tubeless fat system as well. You'll be running much lower pressures. And also, when you're trying to mount the tire, it's not a, you know, a homemade setup. So we're able to make the valley of the rim a little bit higher, making it much easier to get the tire started on the rim. So for example, I'm able to set mine up with a 4-pump. So imagine tubeless fat, you just put the tire on the rim and you use your standard 4-pump and be able to get that tire to seat securely
without
an air compressor or CO2.
I'm just asking what a guy could expect, or gal, in the case of women, could expect to run as low pressure with this system. You know,
like what's the lowest people can run?
The lowest you want to go is around 4 or 5 PSI. Now, obviously, you have rider weight as a factor as well. Our Van Helga tire is rated up to 30 PSI, but below that, you know, depending on the weight and what kind of train you're riding on, you can go from like 4 PSI all the way up to 30. I don't know who would want to go up much beyond, you know, 12. But that sweet spot is usually for most people is between 5 and 10 PSI.
Mm-hmm.
Now with the whiskey rim in particular, you don't want to go, you know, much lower than 5 because you don't want to pinch that tire, especially if you're a heavier rider. You don't want that carbon to hit any rocks or anything like that.
Okay.
There are some restrictions in terms of how low you can actually run it.
We did get a set of test tires in, and last week we talked about how when we looked very closely at that bead area, that it was different from any other tire.
I believe the term was baby's bottom that you used to describe it.
It's just a meticulously formed, machined, almost very, very even, smooth surface. So that it makes sense what you're saying. And now the whiskey rim is made with that exact opposite channel for that bead to fit in. Is there ever going to be a time when there's a UST fat tubeless tire where we get rid of this need for sealant?
Oh, I don't really see that happening. You know, sealant is such an important factor to maintaining a dependable seal, especially if you're riding in the winter. You don't want a puncture. Like, sealant is important because it also prevents punctures. So in terms of will there ever be a UST system, it's hard to say. Who knows if there are other manufacturers right now working on that, but for the near term, I don't really see that happening.
Well, very good. You know, we've got Jesse Lalonde doing a test of the Van Helgas and the Whiskey Rims, and that'll be up on the site next week. And Gomez has been doing a longer-term test. It's in its sixth week or so of the Dillinger 5. That'll also be up on the site soon. So we have those things in the works. Will you have any surprises for us at Saddle Drive or at Interbike?
Well, 45 North is always full of surprises. It's just a matter of when we're going to throw the surprise out. There's a possibility we'll have something at Interbike to surprise folks with, but definitely not at Saddle Drive in a few weeks. We do have plans to launch a new product sometime this fall for delivery, this fall. So stay tuned for that.
Very good.
Have you been practicing those classic metal tunes for when Sven comes out there so we can get something for the radio?
Well, you know, I've been working on my guitar skills too this summer, and one thing I've been doing is playing the guitar behind my head. That's going pretty well. That might have been really well with Sven's visit.
Yeah.
I can see it now. This is David Gabriz from 45 North playing Smoke on the Water behind his head. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to come on and talk to us about your products and sing some metal tunes with us. So,
muchas gracias.
Yeah, muchas gracias, amigo.
Thanks a lot, guys. Looking forward to seeing you in a few weeks.
Sounds good.
Next up is the weekly dose of news from around the interwebs.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
This is Wyatt Ritka with Wyatt Bicycle Company, and when I'm not building bikes, I listen to Sven Gomez on Fat Bike Radio.
First up, Junior Johnson from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, wrote us a fat bike haiku, and our man J.K. Livin is going to read it for us all, and we're all going to make fun of him.
Or the haiku.
Either way. We just make fun of everything.
Fat bike, oh fat bike, over snow, rocks, streams, and sticks. Fat fun, oh fat love.
How can you make fun of that?
That's a touching rendition.
Next up, if you're around Duluth way, over there on July 19th, they're going to have a Crosstown fat bike ride that... We're going to have a link on the show notes, but in that link, they say there's like snakes and punji sticks and pavement and I don't know what else.
Other things. Not snow. I just heard not far away in Superior, they just finally officially declared the last snow gone on Monday last week.
So you kids should bring a sweater.
Bring a sweater up there. It's cold up in the north parts. We did have a contest winner this week. Thanks all who entered. Robert Taylor from Sioux Center, Iowa, won this week with a guess of 17.55 kilograms. Otis actually weighed 17.04 kilos. There's a tremendous prize package coming. All Robert has to do is go ahead and send us a note to info@fatbike.com with his contact info so we can send it to him.
Killer man. Our friends at V-Tire, Preston, my man. He sent us a couple of tires called the Mission Commander. They're 26x4.0 folding tires.
Before the show that tire companies are actually starting to label them more accurately.
Well, I just think that they're shooting for that mid-range tire that will fit in most of the bikes that are out there with that 4.0.
Without a modified drivetrain and all the other hoops you have to jump through for a 5.0.
Right.
Makes good sense.
So you'll see pictures of this tire. We'll be testing it. It's got white racing stripes on it.
Jack White stripes?
I don't know. did a night ride on this tire last night, and I came back in one piece. So there's the start of a review right there.
The tires held air.
Indeed.
Thank you. Have you guys been watching the Tour de France at all?
I have caught a bit of them.
It's catching it once in a while when it's on in the local pub, but I haven't been watching it and following it as closely as I normally would. Seems like there's some interesting stuff going on.
Our amigos over there at Drunk Cyclist had an interesting video of, I think it's Team Saxo Bank, maybe stage two. Guy comes in and lowers his shoulder and takes out a guy that wandered out onto the road. And you see this guy right behind him lower his shoulder and he whiffs because the guy gets blasted out of the scene. Yeah, I think they took him away on a stretcher.
That's a dangerous thing for the photographer to be standing where he shouldn't be. And, you know, those guys, I don't think they're being malicious, but they're just protecting themselves, because if they glance off somebody, they end up in the middle of that 40-mile-an-hour pile of human flesh, and then there's an even bigger pile of human flesh.
Human flesh. At 10.
Yeah. So moving right along, Cycle Monkey out there in Berkeley is expecting their first 170-millimeter roll-off Speed Hub XLs. The Fat Bike community did what the Tandem community could not, got roll-off to build a hub with a wider axle. So those are supposed to be coming in at the end of August. If you want to get in on a special deal, ping those guys before August 31st, and they'll hook you up with a pre-order special. There's a link in the show notes. Go to it. Buy a roll-off. Sven loves them.
Indeed. I rode a roll-off for a couple of years.
Yeah, he did. Before everybody knew what a fat bike was, he had a roll-off on a fat bike.
Something like that.
You were a trendsetter, son.
Well, I noticed, speaking of trends and trendset,
And Cycle Monkey still.
Yeah, I noticed that they hooked up with Ventana Mountain Bikes USA to create a special Cycle Monkey edition of their U.S.-made Gordo fat bike frame.
Did you guys hear that Freudian slip? It's Cycle Money Key Edition.
That's right. Gomez is all about that money.
That's going to cost you, folks. But okay, continue to tell them about that fantastic frame.
Well, the Cycle Monkey Edition will feature a dedicated cable routing for the roll-off, as well as belt drive capability and routing for the dropper seat post, a stealth, so it goes, you know, up your bum.
Up your bum.
And there's a link on the show notes that will let you know what your bug means.
Bungholio. My bungholio has polio.
Sven's heading west with stops at, among other places,
glory holes.
Truck stops. Black Sheep Bikes, Oddity Cycles, Reeb, Boo Bicycles, Borealis Bikes, Singular USA, and Saddle Drive.
From the QBP mothership, we'll see what we can dig up out there that you haven't seen yet.
Oh, I tell you, Sven, our line is our line. You look at it right there.
You can see what we got at Saddle Drive. Next up on the show, an interview with the legend Zito.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, it's my pleasure to welcome to the show a man that needs no introduction. Mr. Chris Zito.
Thank you.
Welcome, Zito. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
We were going to have our buddy Colin in here, but since he's not here, I'll be playing the role of both Sven and Colin.
Really?
Excellent.
So tell us about your Krampus team for the River West 24.
Yeah, man. Tell us about those surly Impalas.
Well, George from the Impala approached me, and we were probably drinking somewhere, and he mentioned that he wants to put a team together. So I tried to put a team of ragtag out-of-towners together, and it turned out being a team of ragtag in-towners.
The Impala is a bar.
Pub. The Impala Lounge.
It's a pub,
yeah.
Right. And very good.
The Impala Lounge. George is also the owner of Corazon, so I'm sure we'll be some of the best fed and watered team.
Absolutely.
Out there.
That's one of the little secrets.
The team is me and George and Charles and Nick Roche, Eric O'Gallagher, and who else is on there? Oh, Marcus Doucette.
From the radio show over there on 88.9.
All avid riders of different calibers and different experience, but all of them love to ride bikes.
And so, four new out-of-the-box Krampus.
Yeah, the guys from Surly sent us four bikes to race on, and we're looking forward. I just actually was riding up here and saw the patch job they did on Humboldt. I think we'll be all right.
Sounds good. The Krampus is a good bike for that.
That's perfect.
After running a fat bike for a couple of years, I can attest to the late-night half-asleep ability to just blast over stuff that's in your way, pothole-wise, or whatever, riders that are down. Doesn't really matter. They roll over stuff.
So you guys in it to win it, or are you going to potty?
We're in it to have the most fun. We want to win the most. We had the most fun.
Do they even have an award for that? If they don't have a most fun award, they sure should.
That would be cool.
Yeah,
that
we could sponsor an impromptu award.
I can't win it. It would be all set up.
All right.
Your prize would be a surly Krampus.
So it looks like Colin and I are headed up to Single Speed USA. You going to join us?
If you got room in your truck, I'll go. And I'm not sleeping with Colin, though. That kid doesn't shower.
I think that's a safe bet.
Unless we can mandatory showers.
Tell me about it, man. He sits in the studio with us.
Dude. He's one of those River West kids, you know? They're conserving water, I think.
Yeah, well, they're ecologically conscious, and that's a good thing. Yeah.
He likes to use pussy and booze as his cologne.
Pussy stinks, but so do marijuana. I just heard that this morning. Andre Williams, check it out.
Very good.
Well, all right, man. Thanks for stopping by. I know you got a jam because you got messenger shit places.
Yeah. It's go pick up and drop off and pick up and drop off and...
That Russian guy, Yuri, who bit your cock off? No. Who dropped your stuff off? That's it.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's it.
All right, man. Appreciate you coming in.
Rock and roll. Thanks for having me.
All right, Chris. Thanks for stopping by.
See everybody out at the 24. It's a great event. Super awesome event. I was really blown away the first time I was there, and this is the first time I'm racing it, and I'm excited.
It's worth doing. It's worth doing. All right, man. Thanks.
Cheers.
Well, that about wraps things up for this week.
Thank you all for tuning in.
Thanks to all of our amigos at the official Intergalactic Surly Regional HQ.
Colin wants to give a remote shout-out to the Krampus that some junkie ripped off in Denver.
Visit them at surlybikes.com. That's Surly Bikes, not the junkies. You can visit the junkies.
Can visit the junkies in your town if you're really looking for them.
Thanks to everyone for listening, and thanks to our special guest, David Gabrice. And Chris Zito for stopping in and chatting with us.
That guy's working hard right out there in the messenger world right now.
And we had to actually call in a pickup so he could stop here.
Yeah, buddy. Thanks for spending time with us.
Next week on the show, we have a live report from the Single Speed World Championships. And we'll have a little chat with four ladies that are behind the skirts in Dirt Race.
That sounds pretty good.
I love everything about that.
That all sounds right. All right. See you guys, gals and guys and gals. I'm all flustered now with the lady talk. See y'all next week.
Adios, amigos.
And we're done. Hey.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.